We're back at the Hatchet House getting ready for game two of the IHSAA 3A Regional. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear as Pike Central moves on to the championship game tonight. They picked up a big win, 59-47 against Greensburg. Pike Central now 15 wins, 11 losses on the season. The Pirates end their year at 17-7. Here in game two, Evansville Bossy, they are led by Shane Burkhart, who's in his ninth year at the school. He has 18 wins and 7 losses this year. Dave Benter is the head coach at Brownstown Central. He's in his 19th year coaching the Braves. And Brownstown Central, they are 24-2. And John, when you look at the regular season for Bossy, they open up the season against Jeffersonville and they win. They lose at Logansport. They beat Princeton, Evansville North, Evansville Memorial, Washington. They beat Cincinnati Hughes before losing to New Albany by only 9. And New Albany is probably one of the better teams in the entire state.
That's a telltale sign right there, because that New Albany ball club is legit.
Absolutely. They lost to East Chicago Central. They beat Springboro, Ohio. They beat Vincennes Lincoln, Evansville North, before losing to Castle by 11. They dumped Boonville by 50 points. They beat Evansville Central before losing to Owensboro and Castle and Terre Haute South. But then they haven't lost since Valentine's Day. They beat Evansville Harrison, Mater Dei, Mount Vernon, and Wrights. And in the sectional, they beat Gibson Southern 78-54. They beat Memorial 82-76. And then they won the sectional championship 86-54.
And as I mentioned earlier, Dave, obviously we don't know a whole lot about Brownstown Central, but just looking over the list, and as you read that off, I just thought, my goodness, what a tough schedule that they played all year. Playing the top teams in 4A, going out of state to play teams. I think the record that Bossy comes in here with is not an indicator of how good this ball club really is.
Well, but then you look at Brownstown Central. They only lost 2 games this year, and they were within 4 days of each other in February. They've beat Salem, Seymour, Scottsburg, South Ripley, North Harrison, Mitchell, took 4 overtimes to beat Evansville Wrights. They beat North Davies, Bar Reeve, Jennings County, Silver Creek, Trinity Lutheran, Brown County, Austin, Charleston, Corydon Central, Columbus East, Clarksville, Bedford North Lawrence. They didn't lose their first game till Valentine's Day. That was Floyd Central. They beat Eastern of Pekin. They lost to Providence. They beat Orleans. And then in the sectional, they beat North Harrison 58-43. They beat Charleston 72-63. Oh, then they beat Salem 78-58. To win their sectional, and that was played Monday night. They had to delay their sectional championship due to some storms causing some power issues, is my understanding, at the sectional from the previous weekend. When we come back, we'll get ready for the starting lineup and the tip-off. It's Brownstown Central, third-ranked in 3A, taking on fifth-ranked Evansville Bossy. We'll come back with the starting lineup and the tip-off after this timeout on WAMW.
Come stay at the Baymont Inn and Suites in Washington. For business or pleasure, you will enjoy your stay at the Baymont Inn and Suites. They feature 32-inch flat-screen televisions plus microwaves and refrigerators in every room. Enjoy the indoor pool and hot tub. Even stay in a Whirlpool suite with a king-sized bed and a queen-sized sleeper sofa. The Baymont offers wireless internet service, a free continental breakfast each morning, and they offer a meeting room for business functions. Everything you need and more at Baymont Inn and Suites in Washington. Call 254-7000.
The team members of Indianapolis Power and Light Petersburg Generating Station wish good luck to the area high school basketball teams in the tournament this weekend. IP&L's team members have been the best in the electricity industry since 1926. When you visit the state capitol, remember your team members at the Petersburg Generating Station are the people who keep the energy flowing around the clock. Indianapolis Power and Light. Visit IPLpower.com.
Hamilton's Water Conditioning provides all types of grade A salt products at their drive-thru.
They'll load the salt for you, and you can be on your way in a matter of minutes. They also stock filters that'll fit any and all of your filtration needs. They're an independent dealer that provides a variety of equipment and proudly selling the number one and number two best-selling equipment in the world. Top quality you can count on. Buy one for the rest of your life. Call Hamilton's Water Conditioning today at 812-254-0779.
The Fish Hut in Petersburg and Winslow is rooting for the Pike Central Chargers this weekend in the regional. Stop by the Fish Hut for a delicious meal anytime, from their delicious appetizers to their fresh salads to the famous signature hand-battered fish sandwich and the awesome pizza. With many different toppings to choose from, you can never go wrong with a trip to the Fish Hut. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Good luck, Chargers, from the Fish Hut in Petersburg and Winslow. Hey, regional fans, between or after the games this weekend, be sure to visit El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza on West National Highway next to Hank's. El Mazatlan offers a quiet setting with delicious, authentic Tex-Mex cuisine that is sure to please everyone. From their daily lunch and dinner specials to the kids' menu and cold drinks to wash it all down, a trip to El Mazatlan is in your near future. El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza on West National Highway, open Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m.
Save money when you fuel up at Petersburg's Sunoco Food Mart in Petersburg. You can save 3 cents off on each gallon of gas when you pay cash. Don't forget to pick up a fountain drink for only 69 cents. They carry many varieties of chips, cupcakes, and snacks. Business hours are 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday 6 a.m. to midnight. 24-hour gas pumps are available paying with credit card. Petersburg Sunoco Food Mart at 907 Main Street in Petersburg. Good luck to the Chargers.
We're back at the Hatchet House. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. It's Brownstown Central battling Evansville Bossy. The winner of this next game will play Pike Central tonight for the championship of the Washington 3A Regional. That'll be an 8 o'clock tip-off. We'll have the pregame show for you at 7:35 tonight here on WAMW. For the Brownstown Central Braves, at a starting guard position, a 6-foot senior, number 12, Carson Lambring. At the other guard spot, a 6-foot senior, number 22, Ty Maxey. And the three forwards include a 5-foot-11 senior, number 20, Gavin Bain, along with 6-foot-2 senior, number 24, Derek Reekers. And the other forward, a 6-foot-1 senior, number 34, Cody Wascom. Head coach for the Brownstown Central Braves is Dave Benter. The Braves are 24 wins and 2 losses for the season. The Evansville Bossy Bulldogs. At one guard, a 5-foot-11 junior, number 1, Jalen Chen. At the other guard, where'd he go? Mikhail Larry, number 2. Also starting at center, nicely, and I got to get my little pronunciation guide here, Shangwabini, okay? That is the forward, number 42. Next is Javen Langley, and he is a forward. And then our other forward is Jaden Hunter, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. We're doing this as they're actually announcing them, and that's not always easy to do.
Well, you got to give you some props, Dave, on that pronunciation, because I would have had no earthly idea.
Well, I remember that from the December game. It's spelled T-S-I-A-N-G-U-E-B-E-N-I, but it's Shangwabini. It's like kind of French.
Oui.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm told. The Bulldogs are in their white outfits with red trim. The Braves are in their black outfits with red trim. It'll be Shangwabini jumping center. And by the way, he is about 6'5". And he's going up against Brownstown Central's, is it Reekers?
Mm-hmm.
And we're set to go. And the tip is controlled by Brownstown Central. And game two is underway ahead of schedule. Brownstown Central with Wascom. Cross-court pass to Ty Maxey. And now from the corner, a three-point jump shot is up by Gavin Bain. It's no good. Bossy quickly down court. They'll shoot it right away. And boom, Jalen Chen puts Bossy on the board. And they now lead 2-0 with 7:30 to go in the first quarter.
This Bossy team gets up and down the floor like a college basketball team. It's going to be rough to keep track of everything here today.
Wascom with the basketball for the Braves. He'll hand it off to Reekers. Reekers back to Wascom. Is it Wascom or Wascom? Good question, huh?
I guess depending on how your accent is.
Now the ball broken up, and Bossy picks up the loose ball, but they're going to call foul away from the basketball. Pretty aggressive on the floor in that play. The foul, by the way, with 7:05 to go in the first quarter, is going to go against Gavin Bain of Brownstown Central. So that'll be his first, the team's first. Today's game is brought to you in part by Wyatt Seed Company. Inbounds play for Evansville Bossy. Makai Larry with the ball in the backcourt. Larry, bounce pass to Langley. Langley at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Jaden Hunter. Hunter, bounce pass to Langley. And, a charging foul called against Javon Langley, and that was a strong foul.
Yeah, he's a lot bigger than his defender, but he went in there with a full head of steam, and got to give Brownstown Central credit for holding their ground there. I think this is going to set up to be a good contest. Both fan bases are very active so far here in the first quarter.
Brownstown Central with the basketball, 6:39 to go in this first quarter of play. Brownstown inside, quick jump shot is up. It is no good by Cody Wascom. And now rebound by the Bulldogs. Makai Larry takes a quick three, wasting no time, and they missed it. Rebound by Brownstown Central's Wascom. Now down court, Carson Lambring. Lambring with the ball. And almost a palming violation against Ty Maxey, but they didn't call it. But now the ball goes out of bounds. Is it last touch by Brownstown or Bossy? Nope, they're going to give it to Brownstown Central. Today's game, a service of Walker Motors in Petersburg. 6:06 left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. 2-0 lead in favor of Evansville Bossy. Brownstown Central has to go deep on the inbounds play. And a three-point jump shot is on the way and no good by Carson Lambring. And it's going to be out of bounds to Evansville Bossy.
That was a deep three-pointer.
Indeed. Today's game brought to you in part by the Washington Times Herald. Visit them online at washtimesherald.com. Bulldogs have the basketball with Makai Larry. Larry and a foul. They're going to call that against Carson Lambring. And that'll be his first.
He just teed up Larry.
He teed up Larry. That's interesting.
After the play, the Brownstown Central defender was standing right in front of him, and Makai just kind of bumped into him right in front of the official, and they went ahead and teed him up to kind of set the stage for the lack of toleration this game for any kind of shenanigans.
Well, I looked away when that happened, and boy, that's not very sportsmanlike, that's for sure.
Well, and it's not very smart in a game that, you know, is going to be a close ball game, I would imagine. You know, fouls and then these free points here, or the opportunity for free points.
Carson Lambring gets the first free throw on the technical foul.
So, you know, not a good thing, you know, especially for a team who's been here before, you know, and went to the state title game as Lambring misses the second. You know, you would think there'd be a little more composure early on in this game for Bossy.
Well, their run-and-gun style is quite evident so far in the first couple of minutes of this game. Now Brownstown Central will have the ball. Lambring passes it off to the left side to Gavin Bain. To Derek Reekers, or inside pass underneath, and there's Reekers open. And Derek Reekers, the 6'2" senior, puts a bucket on the board. It's now 3-2. And now Bossy on the other end, wasting no time. Makai Larry drives it inside, and that's a 4-3 lead now for Bossy. Brownstown Central with Lambring.
Oh! What a shot.
What a nice shot underneath. He dove in it looked like he was about to hit the deck, and he kind of put this cool-looking layup up with his right hand, and he nailed it. Meantime, Bossy wastes no time with Javen Langley. He'll score underneath. It's now 6-5 in favor of Bossy. And the ball is loose. Bossy picks it up for a moment. It's now, Bossy will still pick it up for a moment, but a missed layup. It was actually blocked as Shangabini tried to go up for the layup, and Central got a nice block. So now a long three on the way, and it's no good by Cody Wascom. And now they're on the ground, but Brownstown Central retrieves it. They're open for three. It's no good by Ty Maxey. Brownstown gets the rebound, the putback, it's blocked, and Bossy gets the ball. Wow, we've got a game. And a quick jump shot is good by McKee Larry, and now a timeout is called. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter, it is 8-5 in favor of Evansville Bossy. Back to the Hatchet House after this.
Your local newspaper, the Washington Times-Herald, still provide great local news coverage 5 days a week. But did you know your print subscription also includes a free pass to total access online at washtimesherald.com? Get the local news and information you need in print or online 24/7 with your Washington Times-Herald total access subscription. For more information, call 812-254-0480. The Washington Times-Herald, your local newspaper at your fingertips, in print, your tablet, laptop, or cell phone.
Back at the Hatchet House, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. 8-5 is our score. Evansville Bossy with the three-point lead, and we're definitely going to see a different style of play in this game, John.
Well, we may have to see if they can let us take a few timeouts here and there, because the action has just been fast and furious so far in the first almost 4 minutes of this ball game. We've got people diving on the floor. We got no look behind the back passes. We got everything going on, and it's shaping up to be one heck of a ball game this afternoon.
Carson Lambring will bring it down court for the Braves. He'll hand it off to Gavin Bain. Bain made a quick pass, gets it right back, tries a three, and he nails it. Gavin Bain makes it a tie ball game at 8. Bossy on the other side makes one pass and a quick jump shot, and Chin will score. That'll be his fourth point. 8-8 is our score. We're tied, or 10-8 is our score. Bossy up by 2. Now, Brownstown Central with the basketball. Reekers, a quick pass off to Carson Lambring. Lambring takes it inside and looked like he was going to go for the shot, but he passed it instead to Derek Reekers. Now they'll work it to the backcourt and set the offense up once again. 3:20 left in the first quarter. Three-point jump shot missed by the Braves.
Brownstown Central not scared to take it in at Bossy, as we're going to get a foul here on, it looks like Maxey is going to pick up the foul as Chin was driving to the basket there.
So with 3:09 to go, the foul against number 22, Ty Maxey, and a substitution coming into the game now for Bossy. Looks like that will be Jalen Miner. He'll replace nicely Shangwabini. Today's game brought to you in part by Jumpin' Jack's Family Center for games and inflatables, Highway 57 South in Washington. 3:09 left here in the first quarter. It's 10-8, Bossy with the lead. Bulldogs have the basketball. Makai Larry off to Jaden Hunter. Hunter in the backcourt to Jalen Miner. And the pass stolen. Picked up by Bain. Bain gets, he missed the layup. Uh-huh. Rebound by Bossy. Down court, Jalen Miner to the corner in the air. Three-point jumper by Larry is no good. Rebound by Brownstown Central. Now, down court, Lambring. And we've got a foul called as Cody Wascom was trying to move in from the left side. And they called a foul against Evansville Bossy's Jalen Chin. So that'll be his first, third team foul. Inbounds play now for Brownstown Central. It's off to Cody Wascom. Wascom off now to Lambring. Lambring in the backcourt. 2:29 left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. 10-8, Bossy leads Brownstown Central. On the baseline. And a whistle blown. Was he out of bounds or not? What'd they call?
I think they're going to call a foul on Langley, it looks like. is going to be Langley's second personal foul. So he'll come out of the ball game. As Trey Johnson.
Is that Cody Wascom? How do you pronounce that? Wascom, thank you. Asking to make sure I get that clear with a Central fan. Braves have the basketball. They'll work it around a bit. Lambring inside, and oh, his shot is blocked underneath. Good job that time by Trey Johnson for the Bulldogs. Oh, it was a no charge. He wasn't in his position. But boy, the Brownstown Central fans don't like the call.
Well, I think that was the right call. I mean, it number
Cameron Eskerman looks like.
He did get knocked to the floor, but as you said, Dave, he didn't quite establish position. So good call by the referees there.
10-8, Bossy leads Brownstown Central. 2:07 left in the first quarter of play. Bossy, the inbounds play, and they stole it. Brownstown Central makes the steal right on the baseline. Now down court for Brownstown Central. Wascom with the ball. Cody fakes the shot, top of the key, passes right side to Carson Lambring. Lambring with a minute 48 to go here in the first quarter. And a three-point jump shot on the way. It's in and out by Cameron Eggersman. And Bossy will bring it down court. Makai Larry, a quick shot from the free throw line, and he got it. Boy, they don't even try to play any offense. It's just first one down court for Bossy. Gets a quick look. They put it up in the air, and they shoot.
It's worked well for them so far this season. It's just hard to imagine them running an offensive set.
I know it. They don't even pass it. Brownstown Central with the basketball. Bain, and now a three. Oh, a beautiful three. Was that 12?
Yep.
That's Carson Lambring. Second three of the day, and that cuts the Bossy lead to one at 12-11. So now a long three on the way by Bossy, and it's no good by Makai Larry. It's going to go out of bounds, though, against Brownstown Central. Today's game is brought to you in part by Good Samaritan, proudly serving the health needs of Pike County at their Petersburg Medical Clinic, 611 Main Street. 54 seconds left on the clock. We're in quarter number one. Evansville Bossy leads 12-11. Bossy with the basketball. A couple of quick passes. Now Jalen Chen has it. Chen off to Larry. He'll shoot it. Top of the key. He got it. First three of the night for Bossy, or of the day, makes it 15-11. Bulldogs lead the Braves by four. 33 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. Inside for Brownstown, off the glass, no good by Wascom. Rebound by Evansville Bossy's Trey Johnson. 22 seconds left. Makai Larry and a quick shot on the way. Long three by Jaden Hunter. And they missed it. But a foul is called against against Bossy, isn't it?
Yep, they're going to get Trey Johnson with a foul.
So Johnson picks up the foul for Bossy. You know, but I still see a control problem with this team when you've got the final seconds of a quarter and all you got to do is make a couple of passes to milk the time off the clock, and they're shooting long threes.
Yeah, they're just throwing the ball up anywhere they get a first guy who gets an open shot. And you know, against a team like Brownstown Central, you got to wonder if that's going to have the staying power to be successful for four quarters.
We're going to find out, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
12 seconds left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. Brownstown Central trails by four. 6 seconds left. Long three on the way, and it's no good by Lambring. 2 seconds left. And the steal by Brownstown Central, but it won't matter. That will end the first quarter of play. Our score, Evansville Bossy 15, the Braves of Brownstown Central 11. Back to the Hatchet House in 60 seconds on WAMW-FM Washington.
Solar Sources is currently hiring all positions at multiple locations. Stop by Solar Sources and pick up an application today. Solar Sources' main office is located at 625 North 9th Street in Petersburg. If you're looking for a great job opportunity, stop by Solar Sources in Petersburg and pick up an application today. Congratulations to the Chargers on a successful basketball season. The staff at Solar Sources would like to wish the Chargers good luck in the regional.
Board-certified orthodontist Dr. Lena Helms knows that one of the keys to success is teamwork.
with a friendly atmosphere, qualified assistance, in-house lab services, and payment options to meet your needs, Dr. Helms' office has all the tools to create a winning smile. Visit LanaHelms.com or call 812-254-4500 to let the team at Dr. Helms' office make your goal of a healthy, beautiful smile a reality.
We're back at the Hatchet House. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. 11-15 is our score. Evansville Bossy leads Brownstown Central. The winner of this game to face Pike Central tonight. We'll have the pregame for you at 7:35 on WAMW. Now, Evansville Bossy with the basketball. Makai Larry. Larry off to Jaden Hunter. Back to Larry. Larry right side of the lane. Too much traffic. He'll take the ball back to the backcourt. Larry puts a shot up from three. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Gavin Bain for Brownstown Central. So here come the Braves. Bain off now to Lambring. And Lambring lost the handle, turnover, but then turnover by Bossy. So Brownstown Central gets it back underneath. A shot is good by Gavin Bain, and he draws the foul, and that puts the Braves fans on their feet.
Nice play by Bain to get the shot to go in traffic and draw the foul, and now gets a chance to go to the line here for the old-fashioned three-point play to try to cut the lead down to just one here.
So the foul, by the way, will be against Shanga Benning. And Bain makes the three-point play. It is 15-14. Evansville Bossy's lead cut to one over Brownstown Central. Makai Larry. Larry in the backcourt. His pass to nicely Shanga Benning. And now inside we've got a foul called. It's going to be in the act of shooting against Brownstown Central. It'll be against number 24, Derek Reekers. That will be his first. That'll be the team's fifth. And Makai Larry will head to the free throw line. First time the Bulldogs have been at the line today. Ready for the free throw shots. In the air and good.
As the Brownstown Central student section is giving us a rendition of Silent Night while Larry is at the free throw line. So a little bit of everything going to happen today here at the Hatchet House.
All right, 16-14. Bossy's lead at two. This could make it three. Larry ready for the next free throw shot. It is up and it is good. 17-14 is our score. Bossy's lead now at three. A substitution as Romeo Parker will check in for Jalen Miner for the Bulldogs. Here comes Brownstown Central.
One thing of note, Dave, so far in the contest, Bossy is shooting 80% from the field.
Well, it seems to work for him. Gavin Bain with the ball. Bain off to Carson Lambring. Lambring off to Wascom. He'll take it. It's no good. Struggle for the rebound. It's picked up by Brownstown. Ty Maxey put it up and he missed it, but he draws the foul. So Maxey will get a chance to shoot two. And the foul, by the way, will be against Evansville Bossy. And I think that's going to go. Did Chen get that? Yeah, I guess it's a second, isn't it?
Yep.
Free throw shot is around the rim. No good by Ty Maxey. Today's game brought to you in part by the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. Maxey ready for his next free throw shot. It's up and good. You got to hit those. There's no doubt about that if you're Brownstown Central. Meantime, Jordan Peters is a new player in the lineup now for Brownstown Central. Today's game also brought to you by Solar Sources. Wishing good luck to the Chargers tonight. Bossy inside, and before they can get the shot off, they're going to call a foul against Brownstown Central underneath. That didn't impress the coach for the Braves. The foul, by the way, will be against Brownstown's, looks like that's number what, Derek Reekers, number 24. That'll be his second.
They're going to go ahead and call that on the floor before the shot, so Bossy's going to inbound it here.
Inbounds play for the Bulldogs. Nicely, Shanga Benny. in the backcourt. It's off to Makai Larry. Larry takes an NBA three, top of the key, nothing. He missed it.
He shot that one from the radio center.
He sure did, it seemed like. My goodness. I think if Gene Miller was coaching this team, he'd be screaming at him right now. Carson Lambring inside, off the glass, no good. No good by actually Wascom, but Brownstown gets the rebound. So their coach, Dave Benner, is trying to have them set it up again because they need some points. They trail by two. 5:48 to go in the first half. Outside to Bain. His three-pointer no good, and Brownstown got the rebound. They're going to try a long three. It's up, and it's no good by Waska, or make that Reekers. And now the Bulldogs bring it back down court. Makai Larry off to Miner. Miner in the backcourt with 5:28 to go in the second quarter. Two-point Bossy lead. Ball stolen. Nice job by Wascom on the layup. He missed it. The putback, though, is good by Derek Reekers. And now Brownstown Central has tied the game. And Bossy on the other end. Quickly a whistle blown. It's going to be against Brownstown's Jordan Peters, I believe.
I couldn't tell on that layup that Waska missed if he just missed it or if it was blocked partially. But either way, again, just fast and furious action. But you got to give credit to Reekers, who was there to clean up the mess and get the putback to
Indeed.
Tie this thing up.
Today's game is brought to you in part by the Fish Hut with locations in Petersburg, Winslow, and Princeton. So at the line, Jaden Hunter, his free throw shot is good. He'll have one more coming. Today's game also brought to you by Adam Scales, your Farm Bureau agent in Petersburg. This would give a two-point lead now to Bossy. Free throw shot is up, and it is no good. And they're going to call a whistle. Apparently, they're going to call foul against Bossy underneath.
Going to call it on Miner, it looks like.
That's a break for Brownstown.
Well, yeah, because that's going to put them in the 1-1 at the other end. That's the eighth team foul on Bossy so far.
So the foul will go against Nicely Shangwabini. That'll be his second. So at the line will be Gavin Bain. He's 1-for-1 from the line today. Free throw shot is up, and it's good. 18-18. We're now tied, and if he makes this free throw, I think it would be the Braves' first lead of the day.
Yes, indeed, as it looks like we're going to have some substitutions here as Romeo Parker is going to check into the game for Bossy.
Next free throw shot ready to go. It is up and good, and the Braves have taken the lead at 19-18. 5:10 to go in the first half. Here come the Bulldogs. Makai Larry. Larry, baseline effort, takes it right in and gets the layup, and he draws the foul, and boy, I don't know about that call. Boy, the Brownstown fans can't believe it, neither can their coach, Dave Benter. But the layup will go to Makai Larry, and the foul will be assessed to Brownstown Central. By the way, Bossy just took the lead by one. And the foul, by the way, goes against Cameron Eggersman. That's his second. So, at the line, Larry will be trying for his third free throw, and he made it. He's got a total of 14 points already, John.
Yeah, he's showing why he is Bossy's top player and will be definitely an Indiana All-Star candidate next year.
21-19, Bossy has the lead by two. 4:49 to go in the first half. Brownstown with the basketball. Ty Maxey off to Carson Lambring. Lambring holding the ball in the backcourt, and we've got two players on the floor away from the ball. What in the world happened there?
Well, they're going to get the foul on Bossy, it looks like, and they were kind of grabbing each other. And the one thing that, you know, Bossy's pretty aggressive and pretty physical, but it looks like Brownstown Central is going to give them a little bit back. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, but so far, you know, both teams have racked up quite a few fouls. This will be the ninth team foul on Bossy. One more foul, and Brownstown Central will be shooting two shots for the rest of the...
Well, the free throw missed by Gavin Bain. By the way, the foul was against 23, Jalen Miner. Who made that?
Larry.
Is that a two or a three?
That was a three-pointer.
A three-pointer by Makai Larry. I was still working on my scoring. He just brings the ball down and puts a three in the air and scores. So now Bossy has a five-point lead, 24-19. Brownstown Central with the basketball. Inside, underneath. It is no good by Lambring. Rebound picked up by Evansville Bossy's Trey Johnson. Down court quickly. Makai Larry off to Jaden Hunter. Hunter off to Makai Larry, deep in the backcourt. Larry tries to lob it inside, and they break up the pass, and it's stolen by Brownstown Central. And the Braves, oh, that's almost a goaltending, man. What are they going to call? The missed layup by Gavin Bain. Boy, they were in the air on that cylinder, I thought. But
yeah, it looked like it. They're going to get the foul on Bossy's number 50.
That's Trey Johnson.
Trey Johnson. That's going to be his second personal foul.
So Cody Wascom will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's game, a service of Dr. Lana Helms, orthodontist in Washington, making smiles daily. Wascom, free throw shot, up, around the rim, no good.
Wascom's yet to score in the game. He's taken six field goal attempts and one free throw attempt yet to score, and you got to feel like as Brownstown Central can kind of get their shooting a little more on track, it's going to be an even closer ball game moving forward.
Next free throw shot is on the way, and it is good. So Wascom gets his first point of the day. That makes it 24-20. Bossy's lead cut to four. 3:45 to go in the first half of play. Makai Larry with the ball, and Larry's shot is in the air. It will go in, but it won't count. They are calling a foul against Bossy away from the basketball.
It's going to be on Powell, who just checked into the ball game. And that's unfortunate because that takes 2 points off the board for Bossy right there.
It does indeed. So now Brownstown Central will bring it down court, trailing by four, 3:38 to go in the second quarter. It's 24-20, Evansville Bossy on top. Carson Lambring off now to Cody Wascom. Wascom inside the lane, off the glass, missed it. Rebound, Brownstown Central has it. It's off to Lambring in the backcourt. That was a good rebound for the Braves.
They definitely needed that.
Inside, underneath. Oh, they tried to thread the needle with Gavin Bain, but he overplayed his layup, and he missed it. Now a quick three-point jump shot on the way by Makai Larry. It's no good. 3 minutes left in the first half, and a three-point jumper on the way. No good by Carson Lambring. Braves get the rebound. They'll try a three by Eggersman. It's no good. And the putback by Brownstown is no good again, but a foul is called against the Bossy Bulldogs. So that will be against Powell, and that'll be his second. And by the way, Powell, that is Kieran Powell, it looks like. At the line, Carson Lambring, his first free throw shot is good. He's 2 for 3 today. That'll cut the Bossy lead to 3 at 24-21. Lambring will try one more. Next shot is up, and it's good. 24-22, and a timeout is called. Bossy with the lead. No, it's just a change of player. Today's game, a service of Michael's Graphics in Petersburg. 24-22, Evansville Bossy leads by two. 2:50 left in this first half of play. Makai Larry gets it across the timeline. He passes, they pass again. Hunter, cross-court pass, they've got a wide-open player. Three-point jumper by Miner is no good. Rebound by Brownstown Central. Cody Wascom off to Carson Lambring. Lambring, and the ball broken up, but Brownstown Central keeps it. Wascom with the ball. He brings it out to the top of the key. It's now in the corner. Baseline effort underneath. And a layup is good by Carson Lambring. We're tied at 24.
Man, I tell you what, this thing's just going back and forth. Brownstown Central going to pick up the foul there, but you can see that they've definitely picked up their defensive pressure as Bain is going to be called for the personal foul, which is going to put Bossy in the bonus here.
I tell you what, if you keep the pressure on Bossy right now defensively, you're just going to throw off their game big time.
Yeah, they're going to turn the ball over some. And the thing is, just a thing of note, Bossy hasn't missed a free throw yet. Brownstown Central is shooting 80% from the free throw stripe, which, you know, both of these teams are going to have to continue that because it looks like we're going to have a battle. And obviously, both these teams look to be a little foul prone today. So that's going to be a big thing to watch as we finish up the first half here and then move into the second half of action.
We're tied at 24. We have 2:04 left in the first half of play. We're at the Hatchet House for the 3A Regional. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. Glad to have you with us today on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and on the web at WAMWAMFM.com. Makai Larry will be at the free throw line when play resumes. He's already 3-for-3 from the charity stripe this morning. And we're set for his next free throw. It is in the air, and it is in, out, and out.
That hit everything but the bottom of the net.
It sure did. So a break for Brownstown Central. Carson Lambring. Lambring down court. Oh, he lost control of the basketball and turned it over. Bossy picked it up with Romeo Parker. Now it's stolen by Brownstown Central. They've got a man underneath. They missed the layup. He gets the rebound. The putback is good, and he's fouled. Cody Wascom was the hero for Brownstown Central that time. He was gritty on that play, John.
I tell you what, he missed the first layup, which was a lot easier than the second one that he made, but you got to give him credit for staying with it and making sure to get points on the board as it gives Brownstown Central the two-point lead as Wascom will look to make it three here if he can make good on his free throw.
And Wascom, he's got six overall. Free throw shot is up. It's no good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Minute 38 to go here in the half. We're in the second quarter. Bossy makes two or three passes. That always amazes me, but then they take it right to the hoop. Makai Larry missed the layup. A break for Central. Now, down court for Brownstown Central. You've got Cody Wascom with a minute 17 to go in the second quarter. The two-point lead for Brownstown Central, 26-24. In the corner, they've got a man open. Three-point shot is good. Carson Lambring just nailed a three, and the Braves lead by five, and the Bulldogs just turned it over. A bad pass at midcourt. Oh, the coaches for Bossy are just all over the official trying to plead their case, but they're not going to win it, but they're going to call a timeout. A timeout is called with 57 seconds left on the clock here in the second quarter. 29-24, Brownstown Central leads Bossy. Back to the Hatchet House after these messages.
The Bakery House is Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington, offering fresh donuts Tuesday through Sunday, bright and early at 5 a.m., plus hot breakfast sandwiches, biscuits and gravy, and more to start your morning off right. For lunch, choose from the Daily Plate Lunch Special. Drive-through service available and special orders welcome at 257-1111. The Bakery House is proud to be Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington.
We're back at the Hatchet House. I'm Dave Crooks along with Blake Chambers. Here, move down one more, Blake. We got that whole space over there. There you go. No, I mean around John there. There you go. 29-24. It's a five-point Brownstown lead. And we're getting back to business here. Today's game brought to you in part by Indianapolis Power and Light, Petersburg Generating Station. They're wishing the Chargers good luck. Inbounds play. Carson Lambring. Lambring with the basketball. They just need to really work this clock for the quarter. And maybe score a few more. And look at that. He drove it right inside. Missed the layup. Got his rebound back. They throw it out to three-point land. And boom, baby. Ty Maxey gives the Braves an eight-point lead. And Bossy will shoot it as soon as they get it down court, and it's an air ball by Romeo Parker. So now 24 seconds left on the clock in the first half of play. 32-24, Brownstown Central. Braves have the basketball. Wascom, he almost tripped over himself but saved it. Now Carson Lambring has it. Lambring in the lane, sees a player open to the right side, makes the pass. That's Ty Maxey. Maxey missed the jumper. Bossy at the buzzer, a desperation shot. They'll miss it. And that's the end of the first half of play with the score. Brownstown Central, 32. Evansville Bossy, 24. We'll come back to the Hatchet House after this timeout on WAMW.
Adam Scales, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Petersburg, is rooting for the Pike Central Chargers this weekend in the basketball tournament. Keep shooting for that championship. If price, protection, coverage, and service are important to you, contact Adam Scales, your Farm Bureau agent in Petersburg, for a free, no-hassle quote on auto, home, and life insurance at 812-354-8488. Good luck, Chargers, from your local Farm Bureau agent, Adam Scales in Petersburg.
Wyatt Seed Company, located at 2415 Highway 57 North Petersburg, dealer in lawn and feed seed. They carry Purina livestock feed for chickens, cattle, goats, ducks, and horses. They have Pride dog feed and Sport Mix dog feed. Business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 12. You can reach Wyatt Seed Company at 812-354-8541. Congratulations, Chargers, on your sectional win. The staff at Wyatt Seed Company would like to wish the Chargers good luck in the regional.
Looking for a great deal and a dependable vehicle? Look no further than Walker Motors in Petersburg. They buy, sell, and trade cars, trucks, SUVs, recreational vehicles, golf carts, and more. Check them out. They have new inventory weekly. Walker Motors is locally owned and operated by Spencer Walker. Stop by or call 812-354-2688. Walker Motors. See them for your next pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Good luck to the Chargers in the tournaments.
The Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau would like to welcome all our guests to Daviess County for the 3A Basketball Regional. Good luck to all the teams as you compete for the regional championship. While you're in town, be sure to take time to visit our many businesses and restaurants. We are proud to offer a wide variety of delicious food and retail shops to help make your time in Washington a joyful experience. We hope you will come back and visit soon. For a list of festivals and events, stop by the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau at One Train Depot Street in Washington.
It's Championship Saturday, and with Mattress by Appointment, you're always a winner. 50 to 80% off typical retail pricing, brand new, still in the plastic mattresses made right here in the U.S. We need to make room for another truckload, so all reasonable offers will be accepted. Call or text us at 812-610-1070 to set up a time to check out these amazing deals. Ask about our $40 down, take it home today program. Mattress by Appointment in Washington, 812-610-1070.
Hey, basketball fans, are you looking for something to do between the games this weekend? Visit Jumpin' Jack's Family Fun Center next to Walmart on Highway 57 in Washington. With inflatables for the kids and over 40 arcades, spend your free time with hours of fun at Jumpin' Jack's in Washington. Jumpin' Jack's is also proud to offer a great snack bar that has the best pizza and other appetizing favorites to enjoy while the kids play. Jumpin' Jack's Family Fun Center, next to Walmart, Highway 57 South in Washington. Open 7 days a week. Be sure to follow on Facebook for special offers.
Tax time is furniture time at the Living Room Center.
Ashley Chest, $148.
Ashley Recliner, $198.
Ashley Queen Sleigh Bed, $299.
Ashley Sectional, $599.
Ashley Power Reclining Sofa, only $699.
Truckload Mattress Sale.
Twin Mattress, $68.
Full Mattress, $98.
Queen Set All Foam Bedding with Gel, only $399.
Shop us 24-7 at livingroomcenteronline.com.
Hurry to Living Room Center, Bedford, Bloomington, Linton, and Washington.
We're back at the Hatchet House. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. We are at halftime of the second game of the 3A Boys Regional, and it's 32-24. Brownstown Central gets the lead over a very good Bossy team, and John Gear is here with a look at your first half scoring and statistics.
Fast and furious pace set in the first half of action here, but let's start with the Bossy Bulldogs as they were led in scoring by Makai Larry, who leads all scorers with 17 first half points. After that, the scoring drops down dramatically as Jalen Chin chipped in 4 points. Javen Langley with 2 and Jaden Hunter with 1 to give Bossy the 24-point total. Bossy is 4 of 5 from the free throw line, and they are shooting 50% from the field. overall, 2 of 8 from three-point range. For the Braves of Brownstown Central, they are led in scoring by Carson Lambring with 13 first-half points, followed by Gavin Bain with 7, Ty Maxey with 5 points, Derek Reekers with 4, and Cody Wascom with 3 to give them their 32-point halftime total. Brownstown Central started off shooting a little cold from the field from what I think they would probably expect. They were only 3 of 14 from three-point range. They were 8 for 12 from the free throw line. So it's definitely setting up to be a interesting, fast-paced, and exciting second half of action here as both teams, I know, a little bit of foul trouble, I guess, in the first half, but the referees kind of set the tone early that they weren't going to put up with a whole lot of nonsense here today.
Indeed. We've got a lot of scores to pass along, and we'll do that after we take this timeout. 24-32, Brownstown Central leading Evansville Bossy. Back to the Hatchet House after these messages.
My name is Lynn Kincaid. I'm a direct service professional at Four Rivers Resource Services. I started work here in April of 2014. I'd retired from a terrific job that was a bit stressful in 2011. Took a couple of years off to relax, smelled the flowers and so forth. But after a little bit, I started to realize that I wasn't doing anything very important with my life. And I thought maybe I should kind of get off the couch and get back and get active again. I had a friend that worked for Four Rivers. I knew she needed some help. So I thought, sure, let me give that a shot. It'd be a good retirement job and something to do to keep me active. Little did I know that it would become something I'm very passionate about. Now, a year and a half later, it's something I look forward to every day.
Apply online at frrs.org.
After months and months of searching, there it is, your dream home, and it's for sale. It's a great time to move forward and begin your new life in the home of your dreams. All you need now is the mortgage loan. Hello, this is Jessica Aldridge at Home Building Savings Bank in Petersburg and Washington. Rates and closing costs are now historically low, and we pride ourselves on quick turnarounds. Are you ready to buy your dream home with a mortgage loan from Home Building Savings Bank? You can do that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Fish Hut in Petersburg and Winslow. It's rooting for the Pike Central Chargers this weekend in the regional. Stop by the Fish Hut for a delicious meal anytime. From their delicious appetizers, to their fresh salads, to the famous signature hand-battered fish sandwich, and the awesome pizza. With many different toppings to choose from, you can never go wrong with a trip to the Fish Hut. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Good luck, Chargers, from the Fish Hut in Petersburg and Winslow.
Stop by Michael's Graphics for all your Charger gear. They make custom-designed shirts for any occasion, big or small. They carry stadium chairs, class letter jackets, and do screen printing. For your next event, call them at 812-354-2410, and they can fix you up. Baseball season is coming soon. Let them do your team shirts. Michael's Graphics on Main Street in downtown Petersburg. Good luck to the Chargers. Bring home a victory. Hamilton's Water Conditioning, 40 years of serving the tri-state area. Residential, commercial, industrial, complete water treatment. Bad tasting water, smelly water, or rust water, we treat all elements, bacteria, and nitrates. You can save 80% on all soap products, shampoos, and cleansers. Razor blades will last you 7 times longer. You can save 30% efficiency on water heaters. Give us a call today for your free analysis. 812-254-0779.
We're back at the Hatchet House. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. 32-24, Brownstown Central is leading Evansville Bossy, the winner to play Pike Central tonight. Here's some scores we have from other regionals. Over at Lagodi today, New Washington beat West Washington 40-36. At Martinsville, Indianapolis Tinley beat Shackamack 64-49. At Frankfort, Lafayette Central Catholic dumped North Vermilion 67-30. at Paoli, South Knox beats South Ripley 56-35. At Greenfield, it's Northeastern over Cloverdale 67-59. Earlier today here at Washington, Pike Central beat Greensburg 59-47. Up at Greencastle, Indianapolis Attucks beats Northview 70-52. At Seymour, New Albany beats Center Grove 57-52. And at Southport, Connersville beats Brownsburg 55-49. So a lot of basketball on regional Saturday, and we're glad to have you tuned in today on WAMW. We'll have the championship of this regional tonight at 7:35. Pike Central playing the winner of this game, and this next 16 minutes, John, will be fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Brownstown Central is going to start with the basketball and the lead, but as fast as Bossy can score points, a 8-point lead isn't safe against this Bossy Bulldog team.
No doubt about it. But boy, if I was Brownstown Central, I would just make every shot count. I would milk time off that clock every possession.
Absolutely.
Let's see what happens. Carson Lambring with the basketball. He'll make a quick pass to Bain. Bain passes to Wascom. And now from the corner, a 3-point jump shot is no good by Maxey. But Central gets the rebound. And now we've got a foul. It'll be against Bossy. And I think they're going to nail Jalen Chan with that foul. Let's double check. Did they give it to Chan?
I think they were just said he was out of bounds.
And on the inbounds play, a quick jump shot is up and no good by Brownstown Central, but a foul after the fact. No, you're right, it wasn't a foul. But on this one, there's a foul. That'll be against number 12. That's Carson Lambring for Brownstown Central. That'll be his second. 7:40 to go in the third quarter. 32-24 Bossy. Makai Larry with the ball. Larry, bounce pass, gives it off to Langley. And now inside to Larry, he takes it in for a layup and scores. He has got 19 points, John.
Yeah, he's definitely setting the tone offensively for Bossy so far.
32-26, Brownstown lead cut to 6. Ball almost stolen at midcourt by Bossy, but Brownstown Central keeps it. Maxey, and now in the corner to Lambring, he shoots it around the rim, no good. Rebound by nicely Shangwabini. Down court, they'll shoot it quickly for Bossy. 3-point shot by Jalen Chin is good. And it's a 3-point game, and Brownstown Central wants a timeout. 6:54 left here in the third quarter, 32-29. Brownstown Central leads Bossy. Back after this message on WAMW.
The team members of Indianapolis Power and Light Petersburg Generating Station wish good luck to the area high school basketball teams in the tournament this weekend. IP&L's team members have been the best in the electricity industry since 1926. When you visit the state capitol, remember your team members at the Petersburg Generating Station are the people who keep the energy flowing around the clock. Indianapolis Power and Light. Visit IPLpower.com.
Back at the Hatchet House, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. 6:54 to go in the third quarter. It's Brownstown Central 32, Evansville Bossy 29. Just like that, in a minute, 6 seconds, Bossy has cut that 8-point lead down to 3.
Yeah, definitely the defensive pressure by Bossy and then able to nail that 3-pointer is.
And the Braves with Wascom. Wascom fakes, takes it inside, gets a nice jumper. Cody Wascom has 8 points for Brownstown Central, and that makes it a 5-point game, 34-29. 5-point lead for the Braves. And Bossy, did they throw it away or no?
Well, it looked like Maxey touched it just at the last second, so it looks like it's going to stay with Bossy here.
So the Bulldogs will keep the possession under their own basket with 6:28 to go in the third quarter. 34-29, Braves lead the Bulldogs. Inbounds play. Jaben Langley gets it off to Jalen Chin. Chin starts to drive, and they called a charging foul. Wow.
I don't know. It, yeah.
I don't know. That seemed a little suspect at best, but be that as it may, that's...
He's got three fouls now.
Yeah, they're going to have to watch that moving forward because he's a big part of this bossy Bulldog club here.
Carson Lambring gets it across the timeline for the Braves. He heads right to the left side of the lane. His shot blocked, but the rebound and the putback by Reekers is good, and he's fouled. What a play by Derek Reekers, the 6'2" senior. He saw the opportunity, put it back up and in, and he got nailed. So now that makes it 36-29, Brownstown Central. Reekers at the line, and he makes it.
One thing I didn't mention at halftime, Dave, is offensive rebound advantage goes heavily to the Braves as they've gotten 8 offensive rebounds to Bossy's 2. So huge, huge.
It's back to an 8-point lead for Brownstown Central, and now we've got a foul called. It will be against Brownstown's Gavin Bain. That will be his third. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Baymont Inn and Suites in Washington. 37-29, and they're going to take Bain out of the game since he has 3 fouls. So we'll resume play with Bossy on an inbounds play to Javen Langley. Langley works the baseline, takes it inside, misses the layup. Good pressure by Brownstown Central. Now, Reekers brings it down court, and the ball is stolen. Makai Larry takes it down court, and he gets a layup. Man, he's strong. 21 points for Larry.
He's quicker than a hiccup, Dave.
He is. 37-31, a 6-point Brownstown Central lead. 5:35 to go in this third quarter of action. Wascom with the ball. Wascom turns around in the lane. His shot blocked, but it's out of bounds to Brownstown Central.
You know, as much as the officials were all over the ticky-tack fouls earlier, they're letting a little more go here in the second half, it looks like.
Inbounds play for the Braves. It's Lambring. He'll throw it to the backcourt, and Bossy gets a steal, but he stepped on the baseline. That's nicely Shangwa Benny. Good job on the defensive pressure. He just got in the air with his fingertips. He tipped the ball away, but as he caught the ball, he stepped on the baseline, and that's how he turned it over after the steal.
And had he not, that probably would have been a highlight dunk.
Yeah, no kidding. Brownstown Central, they'll take it inside, and a missed layup by Cody Wascom. Rebound by Bossy. Makai Larry. Larry takes it inside, gets an easy layup. They got to stop him or it's going to be lights out tonight. 37-33, 4-point lead for Brownstown Central. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. They got an open man underneath, but he missed the layup. That was Derek Reekers. And what'd they call?
They're going to call a foul, it looks like, on Reekers. But
like after the,
well, after the rebound, but if that was the case, they should have called a travel because Shangwa Benny took 37 steps, it looked like, after the ball while they were fighting for it. So I don't know.
Wow.
Not sure about that one, but nonetheless, they're going to get the foul on Reekers.
Well,
so.
Reekers has got 3 fouls now for the Braves. 4:49 to go in the third quarter. 37-33, Brownstown Central with the lead. And Bossy inside on a reverse layup. Nice job by nicely Shangwa Benny. And it's a 2-point Brownstown lead. And a 3-point jumper is good by Cody Wascom. He hit the floor right as it left his hands from the left wing, and it was nothing but net. And now Bossy, they'll bring it down court. And Chen missed it, but who put it back up and in?
Shangwa Benny.
Wow, he's tough, isn't he?
Hard to stop and, down low.
And that was nicely, right? Okay, because
yes.
There's 2 of them. And now Brownstown struggling in the backcourt. They need help, but they salvage it. Maxey in the backcourt to Lambring. In the corner, they've got a wide-open player. It's in and out by Derek Reekers. Rebound by Bossy. 3-point lead for Brownstown Central. And the ball lands in one of our fans who are sitting on the end of the gym with his walker. He looked like he was going to keep it, too. But
well, as fast as all that happened, he probably had no idea what was going on.
A good point. So it's 40-37. It's a 3-point lead for Brownstown Central. 3:56 left in this third quarter. Today's game, a services of Four Rivers Services. Join their team. Go to frrs.org. Brownstown Central, they'll work it inside, and taking it to the hoop is Cody Wascom. He missed the layup, but he draws the foul. So Wascom will head to the free throw line, where he's only 1 for 3 tonight. The foul, by the way, will be against, looks like that's nicely Shangwabini. Free throw shot is up and good by Wascom. Today's game also brought to you by Hamilton's Water Conditioning in Washington. I want to thank all of our sponsors for making our regional coverage. We decided you got 6,000-7,000 fans at the Hatchet House. You folks locally might want to know what's going on today, let alone following our Pike Central friends to the south. Next free throw shot is up. It's around the rim, no good. 4-point Brownstown lead, 41-37. 3:40 left in the third quarter. And Bossy gets it down court, and Chen shoots it, and he misses it. Rebound picked up by the Braves. Down court, it's Cody Wascom across the timeline. Wascom to the left wing. He'll hand it off to Lambring. Lambring back to Wascom. He's open for three. It's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds, and it should be Bossy basketball. Today's game also brought to you in part by the Bakery House, Washington's sweet spot at 2nd and West National Highway. 4-point lead for Brownstown Central. Bossy with Makai Larry gets it across the timeline. Larry takes it toward the right side and then tries to maneuver in the lane, and he tripped over himself, and he got a traveling violation. So what a break for the Braves.
Yeah, he got a full head of steam there and couldn't get control, it looks like. So
timeout is called with 3:08 to go in the third quarter, 41-37. It's Brownstown Central leading Evansville Bossy. Back to the Hatchet House in 60 seconds on WAMW.
Save money when you fuel up at Petersburg's Sunoco Food Mart in Petersburg. You can save 3 cents off on each gallon of gas when you pay cash. Don't forget to pick up a fountain drink for only 69 cents. They carry many varieties of chips, cupcakes, and snacks. Business hours are 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday 6 a.m. to midnight. 24-hour gas pumps are available paying with credit card. Petersburg Sunoco Food Mart at 907 Main Street in Petersburg. Good luck to the Chargers.
Hey, regional fans, between or after the games this weekend, be sure to visit El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza on West National Highway next to Hank's. El Mazatlan offers a quiet setting with delicious, authentic Tex-Mex cuisine that is sure to please everyone. From their daily lunch and dinner specials to the kids' menu and cold drinks to wash it all down, a trip to El Mazatlan is in your near future. El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza on West National Highway, open Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m.
We're back at the Hatchet House. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. Second game of the 3A regional from the Hatchet House today. Pike Central won the first game. Winner of this game will play the Chargers tonight. And right now, it's anyone's ball game. Brownstown Central leads Evansville Bossy 41-37.
Well, it has absolutely delivered everything that it promised between a number 3 and a number 5 rated ball club here today. So as you said, it's far from being over yet.
Cody Wascom with the basketball. Wascom off now to Jordan Peters. Peters hands it off to Lambring. Lambring up high on the left wing. He almost lost the dribble, and now he passes it off, and Wascom almost lost it, but he saved it. Eggersman picks it up. Tell you what, the Brownstown coach is really trying to take some time off the clock, and who can blame him? And there's a maneuver inside. Eggersman missed a bunny underneath, and that wasn't what the coach ordered.
No.
From the free throw line, Bossy will just shoot it as soon as they bring it down with Makai Larry, and he makes it, and it now is a 2-point ball game.
You go from a missed shot to 2 seconds later, you know, cutting the lead down 2 more points. It happens so fast.
41-39. It's Brownstown Central leading Bossy. Brownstown with the basketball. Wascom takes it toward the left wing, hands it off to Ty Maxey. Maxey dribbles toward the lane, passes left side off to Peters, and now cross-court pass over to Carson Lambring. Lambring near the free throw line, too much traffic. He'll find some help from Eggersman. And now we've got a long three, and it's no good by Carson Lambring. And on the rebound, we've got a whistle blown. And is it a Brownstown foul?
I think it's going to be on.
Yep, the foul will be against Cameron Eggersman. That's his third. So it's 41-39. Bossy could either tie it up or take the lead on this possession. Minute 40 left in the third quarter. Makai Larry. Larry in the backcourt. Larry hands it off, and Johnson puts it up. He missed it. Rebound by Lambring. Lambring off to Wascom. In the lane, a quick pass. Bain to the right side to Eggersman. He missed the jumper. Bossy gets the rebound. Larry takes it down court. Hey, he makes a pass. It's off to Hunter. Hunter takes it inside, and he gets a nice layup.
I don't know how he made that. I don't even think he was looking at the basket when he was up in the air, but nonetheless got it to go in.
They're tied. Bossy fans are excited. 41-41.
And you had to figure that Bossy was going to make a run at the end of this third quarter, and they certainly have.
So now Brownstown Central with 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wascom in the lane, fakes. His shot is blocked. Bossy makes the steal. Makai Larry down court. Larry from the free throw line shoots it, and he scores, and they've now taken the lead. 27 points for Makai Larry. That makes it 43-41, and now the Braves' 8-point lead has gone, and they're now trailing by two.
We'll see how they respond here with the under 20 seconds to go in the third quarter.
In the backcourt, Wascom. 13 seconds left as he gets instructions from Coach Dave Benter. 9 seconds left. He's at the top of the key, and he's, oh, that's a cheap foul, but Trey Johnson is going to get the tap, the reach in. So it'll stop the clock with 7.5 seconds to go, but there's nobody in the bonus. So again, Trey Johnson with his third. He'll take a break. No, he stays in, rather. It's Eggersman that comes out of the game for Brownstown Central. Inbounds play. It's off to Wascom. Wascom on the baseline, about a 5-foot shot. No good, but the putback by Derek Reekers is good. What just happened? I looked down.
Wascom stole the ball, got fouled, and made the basket.
Wow.
So now Brownstown Central is up 2 points. And I imagine that, I believe it was Wascom, is going to go to the free throw line.
I don't know. It's the end of the quarter. 45-43, Brownstown Central just got 4 points in like 2 seconds.
Basically what I thought the official called a foul, but what it was he just stole the inbounds pass and made it at the buzzer, and he was just giving the signal to the scores table that basket counted.
And who scored it?
It was Wascom.
Wow. Because I just looked down to record the last bucket, and then I looked up, and the Brownstown section is going crazy. I missed the whole play. So sorry about that, fans. But we'll come back in 30 seconds with fourth quarter action on WAMW.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington is proud to offer a full restaurant now open inside the bowling alley. Several unique varieties of pizzas and sandwiches that are sure to satisfy anyone's taste buds. From strombolis to fish, a delicious tenderloin, wings, and famous pizza pies, the Kingpin Bowling Center has a great meal ready for you tonight. Call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-0632. Remember, the Kingpin is now open for lunch Fridays from 11 to 2. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Restaurant on State Street in Washington.
45-43. Brownstown Central scores 4 points in 2 seconds. And John, describe again what happened.
Well, so Reekers did a great job getting the offensive rebound, put it back for two. Wascom did a great job of stealing the inbounds pass from Bossy and putting it in at the buzzer. So that gives the Braves a 2-point lead headed into the fourth quarter here.
Amazing. And a steal. A steal by Brownstown Central's Lambring. He takes it inside. He missed the layup, but he is fouled by Makai Larry. Wow.
Just as you thought, Bossy, after they had come back and started to have momentum, that 4-point swing, and like you said, in less than 2 seconds by the Braves, have really changed the complexion of how we started this fourth quarter.
So the second foul for Makai Larry today, actually. Free throw shot is on the way, and it is good by Carson Lambring. He is 4-for-5 from the line tonight. Today's game brought to you in part by Petersburg Sunoco Food Mart. So Carson Lambring ready for his next free throw. It is up, and it's a four-point lead for Brownstown Central, 47-43. Here comes Bossy. Makai Larry in the backcourt. Larry takes it toward the right side. He passes it off to Hunter. Hunter takes it inside, misses the jumper. The rebound by Bossy, back up and in by Jaben Langley. That'll be his fourth point of the day. And now Brownstown Central's lead cut to two once again at 47-45. 7:23 to go in the game. Brownstown Central. Wascom underneath. Oh, a nice block, but they're going to call foul.
Looked like that could have been a jump ball call. It looked like Langley had his hand over top of the ball, but it looked like he must have hit him with the body, too, to get the foul call. But, you know, as we get through the next 7 minutes and 17 seconds, you folks at home, make sure you don't get up, go get a drink, go anywhere, because you could there could be a 7-point swing in your absence.
Jalen Miner got the foul. Free throw shot is up, and it's good. And at the line, by the way, for Brownstown Central is Cody Wascom. So he'll have one more coming. It's up, and it is no good. 48-45, Brownstown Central leads by 3. Down court for Bossy. Larry puts it up, and he missed it. And it's going to be out of bounds to Bossy. Brownstown tried to save it, but they stepped out of bounds with it with Derek Reekers. Today's game brought to you in part by the Living Room Center across from Save-A-Lot in Washington. Inbounds play for Bossy. Quickly off the hands of Jaben Langley. He missed the jumper on the inbounds play, but he is fouled. And that foul will be against, is it Derek Reekers? That'll be his fourth.
Yep. Going to be something to watch over the next 7 minutes here.
So Langley at the free throw line. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. Tonight's game also brought to you by the Kingpin Bowling Center and Restaurant. They're on State Street in Washington. 7:06 left in this game. This would cut the lead to 1. Free throw shot is up, and it is no good. Rebound by Brownstown Central. So the Braves trying to protect their 2-point lead. Carson Lambring with the basketball. Lambring takes his time, holds the ball in the backcourt. Passes it off to Cody Wascom. Wascom, or Carson Lambring, rather. Lambring.
Putting out a dribbling clinic out here.
He sure is. Now it's off to Eggersman. Eggersman hands it off to Lambring. Ball gets away, but it's saved by Gavin Bain. Bain in the lane. Now the ball is loose. It's kicked away. It'll still be Brownstown Central basketball. So 48-46, Brownstown Central with the 2-point lead. Winner of this game plays Pike Central tonight. 8 o'clock championship coverage. We'll have the pregame for you at 7:35 tonight here on WAMW. Inbounds play, and the layup is good by Cody Wascom, and he draws the foul.
What a play. I mean, he went up in traffic. Played through the contact, was able to make the basket, and now is going to go to the free throw line to try to give the Braves a 5-point lead.
Jaden Hunter gets the foul, by the way. Wascom, who is only three, I've got him 3 of 7 today, I think, from the free throw line.
That is correct.
So this would make it a 5-point lead. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. Brownstown Central leads 51-46 over Evansville Bossy. Makai Larry down court, quickly off to Jaden Hunter. Hunter, or make that Jalen Chin, and Chin gets a nice bucket right in front of the Bossy basket. 51-48, Brownstown Central's lead cut to 3. 6:10 left in the game. Carson Lambring off now to Cody Wascom. In the lane, fakes, puts it up. He overpowered the shot, but it won't matter. He missed it, but he drew the foul, so he'll shoot 2 free throws. And it looks like that foul is going to go against Evansville Bossy's number 32. And
Langley.
That would be, Jaben Langley. That'll be his 3rd. So now Cody Wascom back at the free throw line to shoot 2.
I think that The scoreboard has that as his fourth foul. I'm not sure which way is which, but that's his fourth foul, which he's coming out, and it may be. That could be a huge.
That is huge.
Huge moving down the stretch here.
So Waska missed the free throw. He'll have one more coming. He made it. So that makes it 52-48. Brownstown Central leads by four. 5:58 to go in the game. Bossy with Makai Larry. Larry on the right wing takes it toward the baseline. He double dribbled. That's the right call.
Yep.
So good pressure by Brownstown Central, although Coach Shane Burkhart in the face of one of the referees claiming it should have been a foul. Burkhart really working the official. Now one of the assistant coaches pulls him back. So here comes the Braves. 5:43 to go in this game, 52-48. Brownstown Central leads by four. Carson Lambring, and now it's off to Maxey. Maxey passes, and a quick shot is up and good. Cody Wascom, 18, about 21 points for him right now, I think. And now Bossy on the other end takes it inside. John, describe that, please.
Well, it looked like it was, number 44 for Brownstown Central, Eggersman, had position in the lane. Makai Larry with a little jump stop, bumped into him, knocked down Eggersman. They're going to call the blocking foul and going to put Larry at the line here for two shots. So,
and Eggersman just got his fourth.
Yeah, so fouls starting to mount up here for some key people here for both clubs.
So 54-50 is our score. Brownstown Central by four, 5:23 to go in the game. Makai Larry's first of two free throws is good. He'll have one more coming. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Home Building Savings Bank with locations in Petersburg and in Washington. And did he make both those free throws or just the one? It was a three-point play, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess they counted the basket, so that was...
So yeah, that's the difference.
My apologies.
54-51 is our score. Let me make a quick correction. It's hard to look away. You might miss something in this game.
Well, even if you blink, you could miss points being scored.
From the corner, a three-point jump shot is short by Cody Wascom. It'll stop the clock with 4:55 to go, and it looks like it'll be just Bossy's basketball. What a game.
It's definitely lived up to the hype.
Indeed. Three-point lead now for Brownstown Central. Here comes Bossy. Down court, Makai Larry. Larry gets it across the timeline. Larry puts up a three. Top of the key, it's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Gavin Bain. Here comes Brownstown Central. Bain in the backcourt to Wascom. Wascom looks around for help. He finds it from Lambring. Now Lambring hands it off. Picked up by Bain. And then Bain quickly to Lambring. Lambring off to Eggersman. 4:17 left in the game. We've got a bump foul there as Makai Larry is going to pick up his third. So it's 54-51. Brownstown leads by three. Both teams are in the bonus.
And earlier they were letting just about everything go. We had bodies on the floor at every possession, and now the referees are starting to
tighten that up a bit, aren't they?
Tighten it up. So, in the game.
Carson Lambring gets the free throw. He'll have one more coming.
In a game that's this close and so many fouls already, that could play a big part in the last 4 minutes and 16 seconds here.
Next free throw up and good. 56-51, a five-point Brownstown Central lead, 4:12 to go in the game. Jalen Chen from the right corner. Chen drives the baseline. He passes out to Hunter, who shoots, and a three-point jumper is good. That was a three, right?
Yep.
So that cuts the Brownstown lead to two, 54-56. Here come the Braves. Lambring with the basketball. Lambring off to Wascom. And he lost the handle for a second, but it went out of bounds. Did they call a timeout, or did they actually? No, it was just out of bounds.
Yeah, just it went off of Brownstown's coach there, and then looks like he's subbing. Reekers has checked back into the ballgame with four fouls now with 3:48 to go.
56-54, Brownstown lead at two. The official making sure the defender steps back just a little bit from the baseline. Here we go. Wascom gets it off to Lambring. Lambring on the right wing, drives toward the baseline. He missed the layup inside. Jalen Chen, the rebound for Bossy. Chen shoots it from the free throw line, and he got it.
You just can't let Bossy get out in transition because now we're tied again with 3:33 to go in the game.
A break in the action, 3:32 left in the game. We're tied at 56 all between Brownstown Central and Evansville Bossy. Back to the Hatchet House in 60 seconds on WAMW.
For over a century, Good Samaritan has been dedicated to providing women from young adulthood
to childbirth
to menopause with the highest level of comprehensive care.
From pregnancy to OBGYN services to state-of-the-art diagnostic imaging. Good Samaritan gives women the experienced and compassionate care to help them live longer and happier lives.
Whatever they need, whenever they need it.
Learn more at gshvin.org/women.
Good Samaritan, caring for women
for life.
Hey, basketball fans, are you looking for something to do between the games this weekend? Visit Jumpin' Jacks Family Fun Center next to Walmart on Highway 57 in Washington. With inflatables for the kids and over 40 arcades, spend your free time with hours of fun at Jumpin' Jacks in Washington. Jumpin' Jacks is also proud to offer a great snack bar that has the best pizza and other appetizing favorites to enjoy while the kids play. Jumpin' Jacks Family Fun Center next to Walmart, Highway 57 South in Washington. Open 7 days a week. Be sure to follow on Facebook for special offers.
Back at the Hatchet House, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. 3:32 left in this second game of the 3A Regional. We are tied 56 all between Evansville Bossy and Brownstown Central.
I don't know that they're maybe a little biased here, but I don't know too many games in the regionals that are as good as this one's been so far.
Indeed. Carson Lambring with the ball for the Braves. He'll make a quick pass, and he'll make a quick pass. Wascom underneath, five-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, the ball got away from Bossy, and Brownstown Central somehow salvaged it, but then it went out of bounds on the Bulldogs.
And you can tell there's a lot on the line here, and it's a tight game because both teams are just extremely aggressive and hustling and, you know, just giving it everything they got here for the next 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
Cody Wascom in the backcourt. You got Brownstown Central third ranked, Bossy fifth ranked. Braves are 24-2, Bulldogs are 18-7. Carson Lambring, cross court pass, gets it off to Cody Wascom. Wascom gives it right back to Lambring. 2:51 left in the game. And the ball stolen. Maxey's pass taken over by Larry on the fast break, a missed layup. But a foul, I believe. Although it wasn't quite clear. It was clear as mud, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
So there is a foul. It will be against Gavin Bain, and that'll be his fourth. This will send Jalen Chen to the free throw line for the first time today.
Some of these fouls, it's not out of the realm of possibility that we could go into some overtime here. And
free throw shot is up and good, and Bossy just took the lead back by one.
And, you know, some of these fouls, you know, have these players with four fouls, that could be a concern if we have any sort of extra time here.
Indeed. Next free throw shot ready to go by Jalen Chen. Free throw shot is up, and it's no good. But Bossy gets the rebound, and a foul is called. A break for Bossy. That's going to go against Carson Lambring, and that will be his third.
And that puts Bossy in the 1-1, so they're going to have an opportunity to extend the lead here while the clock is stopped with 2:42 left to go in the game.
So this will send nicely Shangwa Benny to the free throw line. First time at the line today for Shangwa Benny. Free throw shot is up, and it is in, in, out, and out.
Jeez. I think just about bounced up to the rafters.
2:35 to go in the game. Bossy leads by one. Brownstown Central with the basketball. Wascom on the left wing. and he hands it off. Three-point jumper in and out by Brownstown Central, but the putback by Gavin Bain is good, and Brownstown Central takes a one-point lead, 58-57.
Offensive rebounds have been huge all day long for Brownstown Central, and there again they got two more points off of it.
And what are we going to call on this one?
They're going to call a charge on Brownstown Central, but as the folks at home
or,
can hear.
Or Bossy, you mean.
Or,
no, wait a minute.
No, they called it on Brownstown Central, and as to the dismay of the fans here, as you folks at home can probably hear, Makai Lowry was in the air and ran into Bain, who is going to foul out of the ball game. So I'm not sure about that call, but be that as it may, Gavin Bain has just fouled out of this ball game.
So, a substitution coming in for Bossy right now. Javen Langley is back in the game. Gavin Bain, a 5'11 senior, will wonder if this is his last game or not. So at the free throw line, Makai Lowry, who's had an unbelievable game today. This would tie it up if he makes the first free throw. Boy, he just takes his time. Free throw shot is good. I think Bossy takes more time putting their free throws up than they do their field goals.
I would have to agree with that. that might be the only team you can say that about.
I know it. I mean, we spend 10, 15 seconds waiting to shoot a free throw, but we don't wait that much time to shoot the ball when we go down court.
Not at all.
Free throw shot is up, and it's good. And Bossy has just taken the lead, 59-58, and there's a break in the action. With 2:09 to go in the game, 59-58, Evansville Bossy leads Browntown Central by one. Back to the Hatchet House in 30 seconds on WAMW-FM Washington.
Tax time is furniture time at the Living Room Center.
Ashley Chest, $148.
Ashley Recliner, $198.
Ashley Queen Sleigh Bed, $299.
Ashley Sectional, $599.
Ashley Power Reclining Sofa, only $699.
Truckload Mattress Sale.
Twin Mattress, $68.
Full Mattress, $98.
Queen Set All Foam Bedding with Gel, only $399.
Shop us 24-7 at livingroomcenteronline.com.
Hurry to Living Room Center, Bedford, Bloomington, Linton, and Washington.
We're back at the Hatchet House. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. 2:09 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 59-58. It's a one-point lead for Evansville Bossy. And what do you think we're going to see in this next 2 minutes and 9 seconds, John?
Well, the thing, Brownstown Central did a little bit of it that last possession is kind of take their time and kind of bleed the clock. But the other thing is, then what happened was, Lowry was able to cause a turnover for Bossy, so I don't know if that really works well. I think Brownstown Central just has to come out and play their game, but I think this one's going to go right down to the wire one way or the other.
Carson Lambring with the basketball. It's off now to Cody Wascom. Wascom, top of the key, passes left side over to Carson Lambring. Lambring drives the lane, stops, passes off to Maxey. He puts it in the air. It's good. Ty Maxey gives Brownstown Central a one-point lead, 60-59. Minute 42 to go in the game. Bossy with Makai Lowry. Lowry in the backcourt. Lowry passes right side to Jalen Chen. He drives the baseline, passes across court to Hunter. Hunter takes it in. Oh, that thing rolled in and out. The putback, no good. The putback again, no good. And now we've got a whistle blown. And it'll stop the clock with a minute 22 left in the game. And the foul, it looks like, will be against Evansville Bossy's Javen Langley. Wow. Wait a minute. I'm not so sure. It's going to go against Brownstown Central.
That's going to be Eggersman's fifth personal foul. Eggersman's fouled out.
So the second player for Brownstown Central has fouled out today. Cameron Eggersman is out. This will send Javen Langley to the free throw line, where he could tie it up or take a one-point lead if he makes both free throws. Coach Benner taking his time with his replacement, giving some instructions to number 14, Michael Bashirs. He's a 5'8" sophomore, seeing his first action today.
How would you like to come in off the bench cold into this situation?
No kidding. The coach has just got to instill some confidence, and away you go. Free throw shot ready for Langley. It's up, it's around the rim, no good. So this would tie it up if he makes this one.
I think if Bossy ties it up, I think Brownstown Central will hold the ball. and try to play for the last shot.
Yeah. Next free throw shot is up. It's no good. Rebound. Well, Brownstown had it. Well, they do have it.
Yeah, that could have went either way, but the officials are going to give it to Brownstown Central. So they got a one-point lead with a minute 20 to go, and your guess is as good as mine as how this thing's going to end.
Derek Reekers, the inbounds play to Ty Maxey. A little more pressure by Bossy now defensively. They get it across the timeline. Lambring in the backcourt. Lambring needs help. He finds it from Wascom. A minute 5 left in the game. Wascom in the backcourt to Maxey. Maxey off to Wascom. 60-59. Brownstown Central leads by one, and there's a foul.
So here's what it's all going to come down to, Dave. We talked about it earlier. It's going to come down to free throws, and Cody Wascom is going to step to the free throw line here. He's going to have two shots. They're in the double bonus now, and he doesn't have any choice but to make both of these because, you know, in a matter of just a couple seconds, Bossy can put 3 points on the board with no problem.
The foul, by the way, went against Jalen Chin. That'll be his first. Free throw shot is up, and it's good. So that's Cody Wascom. He gives Brownstown Central a 2-point lead. This would make it 3. He's had a big day today, too, by the way.
Yeah, he's had an outstanding ball game.
21 points. Make it 22. 3-point Brownstown lead, 62-59. Here comes Bossy. Down court is Larry. Oh, he's fouled from behind hard. That's going to go against Jordan Peters. I mean, he just took an arm, and right above his head, he just smacked at that basketball from behind.
He did the old tomahawk chop.
He did. Wow. So the foul against Jordan Peters, that'll be his second. At the free throw line, Makai Larry, who is 6-for-7 today. Ready for the free throw shot. It's up and it's good.
Well, now the big thing for Brownstown Central is if Larry misses this free throw, they have got to block out because they cannot give up an offensive rebound here. So we'll see if they can do that effectively and see what happens here on the second free throw attempt.
2-point lead for Brownstown Central. This would cut it to 1. Free throw shot. It is up and it is good. So it's a 1-point ball game. Brownstown Central. 48 seconds left on the clock. Brownstown trying to get the basketball down court, and they just barely made it. Now you've got Lambring with the ball. Lambring off to Wascom. And we've got a whistle blown.
We get a foul on Makai Larry.
Yeah.
So Larry is that's going to be his fourth. So now we've got we're not calling a time. 36 seconds left on the clock, 62-61. Brownstown Central leads by 1. And now at the line will be Cody Wascom. Wascom, free throw shot is up, and it's good. By the way, this next free throw will be his 15th free throw attempt today.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that something?
I don't know. Bossy barely has 15 attempts for their team.
63-61, Brownstown Central. This could make it a 3-point lead, and he got it.
That's huge right there.
36 seconds left. Here comes Bossy. Makai Larry down court, drives it all the way inside, gets an easy layup.
And Bossy's going to get a timeout, obviously, after that.
A break in the action with 30 seconds left on the clock in the fourth quarter. 64-63, Brownstown Central leads by 1. Back to the Hatchet House after this timeout.
It's Championship Saturday, and with Mattress by Appointment, you're always a winner. 50-80% off typical retail pricing. Brand new, still in the plastic mattresses made right here in the U.S. We need to make room for another truckload, so all reasonable offers will be accepted. Call or text us at 812-610-1070 to set up a time to check out these amazing deals. Ask about our $40 down, take it home today program. Mattress by Appointment in Washington, 812-610-1070.
Wyatt Seed Company, located at 2415 Highway 57 North Petersburg, dealer in lawn and feed seed. They carry Purina livestock feed for chickens, cattle, goats, ducks, and horses. They have Pride dog feed and Sport Mix dog feed. Business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 12. You can reach Wyatt Seed Company at 812-354-8541. Congratulations, Chargers, on your sectional win. The staff at Wyatt Seed Company would like to wish the Chargers good luck in the regional.
Back at the Hatchet House, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gere. 64-63, Brownstown Central leads by one. We have 30 seconds left in this game. Winner plays Pike Central tonight. Brownstown Central, the inbounds play. They get it off to Cody Wascom. Wascom makes a pass off to Reekers.
They're going to have to get it across half court.
They better call timeout again. That's what they did. Yep. Timeout is called. 22 and a half seconds left on the clock. It's a full timeout, and we'll take it too on WAMW.
Your local newspaper, the Washington Times-Herald, still provide great local news coverage 5 days a week. But did you know your print subscription also includes a free pass to Total Access Online at washtimesherald.com? Get the local news and information you need in print or online 24/7 with your Washington Times-Herald Total Access subscription. For more information, call 812-254-0480. The Washington Times-Herald, your local newspaper at your fingertips, in print, your tablet, laptop, or cell phone.
Looking for a great deal and a dependable vehicle? Look no further than Walker Motors in Petersburg. They buy, sell, and trade cars, trucks, SUVs, recreational vehicles, golf carts, and more. Check them out. They have new inventory weekly. Walker Motors is locally owned and operated by Spencer Walker. Stop by or call 812-354-2688. Walker Motors. See them for your next pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Good luck to the Chargers in the tournament.
We're back at the Hatchet House. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gere. 22 and a half seconds left in the game. Brownstown Central, the inbounds play. They lead by one against Bossy. They get it across the timeline. Now they've got to set up some offense. They're trying, but now there's going to be a reach-in foul. It'll go against Javen Lane. So Lane commits the personal. And now with 12 and a half seconds left on the clock, Brownstown Central will send Carson Lambring to the line, where he is 8 of 9 from the line today. And boy, if he, these are like two of his most important free throws of his career right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a senior.
Great way to go out with hopefully putting the proverbial nail in the coffin here.
Oh, he missed it. He missed it. That's going to hurt him. Now he's got one more coming. It's a one-point Brownstown lead, 12.5 seconds left on the clock, 64-63. Braves lead the Bossy Bulldogs. There are several substitutions just underway. Well, we're not going to run through them just yet. We want to see what happens here. Next free throw shot for Carson Lambring. It's up. It's good.
Well, business is about to pick up right here.
Now a timeout. 65-63, Brownstown Central leads by two. Who's going to win it? Who's going to play Pike Central tonight? We'll find out after this quick timeout on WAMW.
The Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau would like to welcome all our guests to Daviess County for the 3A Basketball Regional. Good luck to all the teams as you compete for the regional championship. While you're in town, be sure to take time to visit our many businesses and restaurants. We are proud to offer a wide variety of delicious food and retail shops to help make your time in Washington a joyful experience. We hope you will come back and visit soon. For a list of festivals and events, stop by the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau at One Train Depot Street in Washington.
Come stay at the Baymont Inn & Suites in Washington. For business or pleasure, you will enjoy your stay at the Baymont Inn & Suites. They feature 32-inch flat-screen televisions plus microwaves and refrigerators in every room. Enjoy the indoor pool and hot tub. Even stay in a Whirlpool suite with a king-sized bed and a queen-sized sleeper sofa. The Baymont offers wireless internet service, a free continental breakfast each morning, and they offer a meeting room for business functions. Everything you need and more at Baymont Inn & Suites in Washington. Call 254-7000.
Back at the Hatchet House, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gere. 12 and a half seconds left in this exciting game. 65-63, Brownstown Central leads by two, but Evansville Bossy will have the ball. They'll go the full length of the court, and they're going to try to win it with a three or at least tie it and go to overtime. Here we go. Jaden Hunter. Hunter gets it off to Larry. Larry down court quickly. He lost the handle. It's out of bounds. And it will be whose basketball? All three officials were talking about it.
Nobody knows. They're going to have to call it a jump ball.
It's Bossy's ball.
Oh.
What a break for Bossy.
Woo-hoo.
7.6 seconds left on the clock. 65-63. And now another timeout. Let's keep it here.
Wow.
So here's the situation. You've got 7.6 seconds left on the clock. It's 65-63. Brownstown Central leads by two. Bossy, they're going to obviously try to get a quick bucket. And are they going to go for the win with three, John, or are they just going to try to tie it? What do you think?
You know, it's hard to because I don't think this Bossy team uses conventional wisdom all that much. I think what you would want to do, you know, have Larry drive it to the hole. He can finish at the rim, and then you want to hope that he draw a foul to go to the free throw line. But then again, they may put up a shot from the volleyball line. I just have no idea.
You never know.
But, you know, I would think that the smart play would be just to go, you know, drive it to the basket, try to get contact, you know, at least tie it because, you know, they're on the day they are, it looks like 3 of 9 from three-point range. So they're not tearing it up from the three-point line. So,
by the way, today's game brought to you by John Gear with Shelter Insurance, along with Mattress by Appointment in Washington.
That was a good segue, Dave.
That was a great segue. 65-63, a two-point Brownstown Central lead.
And you know what? This is what Indiana high school basketball is all about right here.
Indeed. So Bossy could tie it or go for the win right here. Jalen Chen ready for the inbounds play. Here we go. Inbounds play. It's off to Larry. Larry loses the handle, but no, he gets the ball back, puts it in the air. His first shot, no good, but the putback is good, and we're tied and going to overtime. Who made the bucket?
That was Javen Langley had the putback basket to send it to overtime.
Wow, and what was a bit confusing, on that play, it was Larry driving it inside. I thought he was going to commit a turnover for a second.
It looked like he traveled.
Yeah, and he lost the ball. But the hero that time was Javen Langley. He was able to get the loose ball, put it up and in, and Brownstown Central could not respond in time. They ran out of time in the regulation. So now we go to overtime. What was our score at the end of three? Did you write that down?
I think I may have missed that.
47-43 Brownstown, I'm just told in my ear. So there we go. Thank you, Angela. So 65-65 is our score. We're going to get set for the overtime now. So the overtime works this way. It'll be 4 minutes long. And, of course, it's not like football, guys. There's no sudden death or anything. We're going to play 4 minutes more basketball. So will Brownstown Central have the gas to get through these 4 minutes, John?
You know, that's going to be the thing. And the other thing we talked about briefly is Eggersman and Bain have fouled out of the ball game for Brownstown Central. So, obviously, that, you know, that's not a good thing if you're Brownstown Central. But they've played the last few minutes without them very competitively. But still, you're going to have to put in players who aren't normally used to being in this situation. So that could definitely play a factor here in this overtime.
Indeed. Well, 4 minutes left as we go to the overtime. 65-65 is our score. It'll be a jump ball at midcourt. So for Bossy, it'll be nicely Shangwabini. And for Brownstown Central, it will be Reekers, Derek Reekers. Reekers is 6'2". Shangwabini is 6'5".
Keep in mind, Reekers also has four fouls, too, so have to keep an eye on that over the next 4 minutes as well.
Here comes the tip, and it's going to go out of bounds. And who gets it?
Brownstown Central.
All right. So Coach Burkhart grabs the loose ball and showed a little frustration by slapping the ball pretty hard.
He's probably not the happiest guy here in the gym today.
No, I'm sure he's not, but he might be happier if they win, of course. Here we go, Brownstown Central with the basketball. Carson Lambring will pass it off to Ty Maxey, and now a three-point attempt on the way. It's no good by Cody Wascom. Bossy on a fast break, and a quick layup good by Jalen Chen. He's got 14 points. Bossy grabs the lead back by two. 3:38 to go in the game.
I can't imagine Brownstown Central wanted to take that deep three so early on, because as you could see, it led to a fast break for Bossy and two easy points on the other end.
Carson Lambring in the backcourt to tie Maxey. Maxey, cross-court pass off to Reekers. Reekers now to Maxey. Maxey with his team down by two. Oh, he almost traveled. He almost traveled. Michael Boshears in the game. Also Lambring. Now it's off to Reekers. They got a score.
Looks like Bossy's pressure as they go to a 2-3 zone here is causing Brownstown Central a little bit of confusion offensively.
They just threw it away. Brownstown Central made a pass, and it wasn't a great one from Lambring. He was trying to hit Reekers, and Reekers couldn't grab it in time, so a turnover by Brownstown Central. Yeah, the 2-3 zone really spooked the Braves. They didn't really expect it, and you could tell that they were, like, trying to figure out how to go against it.
Yeah, they looked like it was completely baffling, and obviously ended up on having a turnover there. So
you got to make a stop here if you're Brownstown Central. Makai Larry to Jalen Chen. 2:42 to go in overtime. Down to Chen in the corner to Hunter. Hunter tries to lob it. He gets it right back. He puts a three in the air, and he nailed it. What a beautiful three by Jaden Hunter, a 6'3" senior, and that just gave Bossy a 5-point lead.
That's a big-time shot right there.
That's huge for him. Brownstown's got to get some points in a hurry. Derek Reekers off now to Carson Lambring. Lambring off to Boshears. Boshears, the sophomore, looks for help, and he finds it from Lambring. His 3-point shot is no good. Larry gets the rebound. Larry down court, inside feed, and a nice little slam dunk for Evansville Bossy's Javen Langley.
I think that may be the dagger right there. I don't know.
I think so, man. A minute 54 left in the overtime. 72-65. Brownstown Central trails Bossy. We'll come back to the Hatchet House in 60 seconds on WAMW.
Adam Scales, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Petersburg, is rooting for the Pike Central Chargers this weekend in the basketball tournament. Keep shooting for that championship. If price, protection, coverage, and service are important to you, contact Adam Scales, your Farm Bureau agent in Petersburg, for a free, no-hassle quote on auto, home, and life insurance at 812-354-8488. Good luck, Chargers, from your local Farm Bureau agent, Adam Scales in Petersburg.
Board-certified orthodontist Dr. Lena Helms knows that one of the keys to success is teamwork. With a friendly atmosphere, qualified assistance, in-house lab services, and payment options to meet your needs, Dr. Helms' office has all the tools to create a winning smile. Visit lanahelms.com or call 812-254-4500 to let the team at Dr. Helms' office make your goal of a healthy, beautiful smile a reality.
Back at the Hatchet House, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. A minute 54 to go in the overtime. Evansville Bossy has scored 7 unanswered points. They lead 72-65. Now, here comes Brownstown Central. Carson Lambring. Lambring will get it across the timeline. Lambring passes off to Wascom. He'll take a three. It's no good. The putback, though, is good by Carson Lambring.
Not giving up yet.
72-69. Three-point shot, a three-point lead, and a block. They're going to call it a foul. It'll be against Jordan Peters. That'll be his third. They didn't put 2 points on the board. They did score, didn't they?
Yeah. I think that, wasn't it 65? Yeah, I think that
there it goes. Yeah. No, 72-67. But it wasn't a seven-point lead.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was.
Oh, I guess I missed that. I thought it was five.
Coming back from the break, yeah.
All right. So at the free throw line, it's up and it is good. Makai Larry makes the free throw. So that makes it 73-67. A minute and a half left in the game. This would make it a 7-point lead, a 3-possession game. So you're If you're Brownstown Central, you're hoping that he misses this free throw, but Larry rarely misses. Free throw shot is up, and he got it. That may be the dagger right there.
Well, Brownstown Central is going to have to score quickly here if they want to have any chance at.
They need a three right. On. They got to have a three right now. They just do.
Yeah, they're
Wascom cross court pass to Maxey. Minute 15 remaining. They've got to quit worrying about passing. Someone's got to score.
Yeah, there's too much time going off the clock.
Yeah, they're just passing the ball around. What the hell is that going to do them? Now there's a three. Three-point shot is up by Wascom. It's no good.
Uh-oh.
Now it's going to be a big slam dunk. Oh, did he miss it or did he make it?
He ended up making it. It
wasn't very pretty.
No, it didn't have a whole lot of authority.
But it's not going to matter.
No.
On the other end, Carson Lambring will score. 76-69, 7-point lead for Bossy with 46 seconds to go in the game. And it's looking more and more like it'll be Pike Central tonight against Evansville Bossy. And the Chargers are going to have find a way to stop this very fast and physical team.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a rematch from last year's regional semifinal where Bossy won by 9 points at 62-53. So it looks like we're going to have a rematch from last year's semifinal tonight at 8 o'clock.
Makai Larry is at the free throw line. Not a Bossy player down on the lane with him. Why not? Free throw shot is good. 77-69. Bossy up by 8. This would make it a 9-point lead. Yeah, I kind of figured if it went to overtime, it would favor Bossy because Brownstown Central just seemed to be running out of gas late in that fourth quarter.
Running out of gas and then having some key players fouled out of the game. You know, just it all favored Bossy.
And the next free throw shot is good. So it's 78-69. 44 seconds left in the overtime. Carson Lambring, free throw shot. No, he missed it from the free throw line, got the rebound, put it up and in. And now that makes it 78-71. And now is a foul called immediately against Brownstown Central. So with 36 seconds left on the clock, this will send Jaden Hunter to the free throw line. So Hunter's going to have an opportunity to shoot some free throws. The foul, by the way, was against Ty Maxey. Free throw shot is up. It's no good. He'll have one more coming. 7:35, our pregame coverage tonight. Pike Central versus Evansville Bossy. Next free throw shot by Jaden Hunter. Most patient free throw shooters I've seen all season, but
most impatient
field goal shooters.
Yep.
And now there's a break in the action. A timeout is called with 36 seconds left on the clock. 79-71 our score. A break in the action. Back with more after these messages.
Solar Sources is currently hiring all positions at multiple locations. Stop by Solar Sources and pick up an application today. Solar Sources' main office is located at 625 North 9th Street in Petersburg. If you're looking for a great job opportunity, stop by Solar Sources in Petersburg and pick up an application today. Congratulations to the Chargers on a successful basketball season. The staff at Solar Sources would like to wish the Chargers good luck in the regional.
The Bakery House is Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington, offering fresh donuts Tuesday through Sunday, bright and early at 5 a.m., plus hot breakfast sandwiches, biscuits and gravy, and more to start your morning off right. For lunch, choose from the Daily Plate Lunch Special, drive-thru service available, and special orders welcome at 257-1111. The Bakery House is proud to be Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington.
Back at the Hatchet House in Washington, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. Overtime continues. Here comes Brownstown Central. A long three on the way. It is no good by Cody Wascom. And now a jump ball on the rebound. Who's it favored? Who gets it?
Should be Boss.
Bossy gets it?
Yep, I think it should be Bossy basketball.
25 and a half seconds left in the overtime. 79-71 is our score. And Bossy is going to advance to the championship game tonight against the Pike Central Chargers. It'll be an 8 o'clock tip-off. Plenty of tickets available at the door. Gates will open at 7 o'clock. If you can't make it, we'll have the coverage for you at 7:35 here on Memories 107.9. Inbounds play for Jaden Hunter, and Jalen Chen is fouled immediately. So now it stops the clock with 24 seconds to go in the overtime. So the personal will be against Carson Lambring. That'll be his fourth. Want to thank one of our sponsors, El Mazatlan, delicious, authentic Tex-Mex cuisine in Washington, right next to Hank's. Great place to go to lunch today. So Jalen Chen at the free throw line. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. 80-71. It's a 9-point Bossy lead.
It's going to be a tough task for the Pike Central Chargers tonight, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Next shot is up and good. I'd say better defense, patience with basketball. And they got to shoot well tonight, too.
Oh, yeah.
Down court, 3-point attempt, no good by Carson Lambring. Bossy will get it back. 15 seconds left in the game. Jalen Chen, 9 seconds. And now they're just going to hold the ball in the backcourt. And that's the game. Your final score in overtime. Evansville Bossy, 81. Brownstown Central, 71. The Braves end their season at 24-3. The Bulldogs improve to 19-7. And it's very emotional right now for many of these Brownstown players. They've got a great ball club, but it wasn't meant to be. And a lot of handshakes and some good sportsmanship being seen right now on this Hatchet House floor.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough contest. Both teams played extremely hard, but as you mentioned, going into that overtime, you just kind of had to feel that Bossy had a little bit of the momentum and a little bit of an edge. And just Browntown Central, I mean, can't take anything away from an outstanding ball club. Just wasn't their day today.
Indeed. Let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up and set the stage for tonight after this timeout on WAMW.
I'm Lynn Kincaid with Four Rivers. I get to work with some amazing people. The consumers that we take out of nursing facilities, take them around the community, and the staff, it's also incredible. Very well trained, very caring. It's a joy to do something different every day. See the eyes of the consumers light up, to see the caring attitude of the staff that I work with. It's about getting out, doing something important with my life, helping people to realize their dreams and their goals. I would certainly encourage you, whether it's you're looking for a first job, a new job, or if you've had a career and looking for something to continue to interest you in your life, think about being a direct service professional. Think about having the job that you can love again and make a difference in somebody's life.
Apply today at 4Rivers, 812-254-4402.
Here's a question for you. Do you know this song? Okay, let's think about this. Why is it that everyone remembers hundreds of songs, almost note for note, they never set out to memorize? That's the power of sound. It's sticky. When you hear a song, or maybe a good advertising message, with some frequency week after week for about 6 months, it gets into your long-term memory even when you don't intend it to. You remember it because you heard it. That's why radio is the sticky advertising medium. You don't hear a newspaper or billboard, and really not a web page or a Facebook ad. Okay, TV has the power of sound too, but advertising on TV week after week can be pretty expensive. With radio, you can afford to get sticky. Then, when somebody's in the market for what you sell, who are they going to remember? If you want them to remember you, take advantage of radio, the power of sound.
We are back at the Hatchet House on this Saturday afternoon. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear, and the stage is now set for tonight's regional championship game. It'll be Pike Central versus Evansville Bossy, and I can guarantee you who's going to have the bigger crowd.
Yeah.
Because Pike Central, they really brought it today for the opening session, to say the least. And a good crowd really by all the teams. Probably Greensburg had the smallest crowd today, but Brownstown Central had a nice following. Bossy's wasn't bad, but it was just a good day for both Pike Central and Evansville Bossy today as they picked up a big win. This went to overtime, 81-71 in overtime. Evansville Bossy's season continues. They are 19-7 on the season. Pike Central, with their 59-47 win today against Greensburg, they improve to 15-11 on the season. The quarter scores look like this in the game. It was the Bulldogs of Bossy leading 15-11 at the end of one. The Braves led 32-24 at halftime. Braves led 47-43 at the end of three. It was 65-all at the end of regulation. Brownstown had some chances to win it late in the fourth quarter. They could not seal the deal. It went to overtime, and then it was all Evansville Bossy, 81-71. My goodness, that Makai Larry, I've got him for 38 points. Is that what you've got?
Yeah, 38 points. I mean, obviously he led all scorers today, but was just absolutely phenomenal. And just, you know, his shooting percentage was ridiculous. He only missed, he took 15 shots from the field. He only missed four of them.
Wow.
And you know, and time after time, and then on the fast break, and just he really just set the tone for the whole game to you know, pick up the tempo, find open Bulldogs elsewhere, and just, I mean, easy baskets, and, you know, just did an all-around great job. Just kind of finish out the scoring here for Bossy. Jalen Chin had a very nice game himself with 18 points. Jaden Hunter with 10. Javion Langley with 9, and nicely, you have to help me with that again. What is it?
Oh, come on. You should know it, but now, Shangwabini.
Shangwabini. Nicely, Shangwabini chipped in 4 points in the second half. For Brownstown Central, they were led in scoring by Cody Wascom with 25, followed closely behind by Carson Lambring with 23, Gavin Bain with 8, Derek Reekers, 9, and Ty Maxey rounds out the scoring for the Braves with 6 points. And just wasn't quite enough today to hang with the Bulldogs of Bossy.
Well, it was a great game, though. What a battle that these two teams had today.
Oh, outstanding.
And it's sad that someone's got to lose, but Evansville Bossy is going to advance, and they're going to take on a very good Pike Central team tonight. Chargers won earlier today, 59-47 against the Greensburg Pirates. So again tonight, here's what we're looking at. 8 o'clock championship game between Pike Central and Evansville Bossy. And it looks like the doors will open at 7 o'clock. And all the Bossy players are running up to Gate D right now on the other media section. And I think they're in line for something at the concession stand, it looks like, which is okay.
Well, hey, they deserved it.
Indeed. Well, again, tonight our pregame show will start at 7:35, and if you're thinking about, you know, can you get tickets? Yes, you can get tickets at the gate. The doors will open at 7, so if you're wanting to come see this championship game tonight, get out here and watch it. If you can't make it, we'll have the coverage for you at 7:35 tonight here on Memories 107.9. Or, any final comments?
Well, I was just going to say, or to that, if you want the ultimate fan experience, come get a ticket and tune in to us.
That's
while
true.
You're at the game. But no, you know what? Two great games here this morning. You know, it's going to be a tough contest tonight, but, you know, I wouldn't write Pike Central off. I think I think it's going to be a good ball game. I don't know, you know, Bossy may outlast him, but definitely going to be worth coming out to, or especially worth tuning into us tonight.
It'll be interesting to see how they go after Bossy tonight. I mean, Shane Burkhart's going to have a plan. I'm sure he will. But it's going to make you wonder, you know, what do you do? Do you try to slow it down the best you can? Which, I guess, a team like Bossy may work to your advantage, of course. But I don't know. I guess we're going to see. But it's going to be a great ball game tonight. And get to the Hatchet House if you can make it. If you can't make it, we will have the coverage for you again tonight, 7:35 on WAMW-FM and on the web at WAMW-AMFM.com. I like the Sagarin ratings. Now, I don't want you Pike Central fans to be discouraged, But through last weekend, Bossy is supposed to be the top team in 3A with an 86.65 rating. Pike Central has a 69.33 rating. So if Sag is right, he would give a 17-point advantage to Bossy. I don't know if it's really a 17-point spread. I mean, they definitely have an advantage with the teams they've played this season and the fact that we've seen both these teams play today, and I'd have to give Bossy the edge. But I'm like you, John. I'm not going to rule out Pike Central, because if this coach for Pike Central, Jason Roach, can figure out a way to slow him down, especially, you know, slow down Makai Larry. I mean, you can't let him get away with 38 points no. tonight. I mean, that's a killer.
Well, and here's the thing. I think, you know, Pike Central's coach, Jason Roach, I think will have a – I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm sure that he will have a good game plan, and whether it's to slow it down or to do just mix up defenses or just try to throw just a bunch of junk defenses at him to make him shoot deep three-pointers. I don't know what it is, but I know he will have a plan. And, you know, I think as good of a coach as he is, I think he can help make this game tonight competitive. And like I said, I would by no stretch of the imagination rule out Pike Central tonight.
Indeed. Well, John, thanks for your help. We'll take a brief break, and then we'll come back to the Hatchet House in a few hours and get ready for this regional championship. For you Washington residents, we've got a lot of fans hanging out for the remainder of the afternoon, so pay them a special welcome to our community and make them feel at home. And hopefully for those that are here, spend some money with us. We'd like to have that happen in our local community.
Yeah, I'm okay if people want to spend money with local businesses, especially one in particular.
You got a mattress you'd like to sell them today, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean if people need to take a little take a little snooze in between games, they can stop by a Mattress by Appointment and buy a mattress. That's for sure.
And since you know Kyle's always plugging his business, but rarely ever buying that time, since you actually bought the time, give the phone number. For Mattress by Appointment.
812-610-1070.
Look at that. All right. All right, John, thanks again for your help. I want to thank our studio producer, Angela Allen, for keeping us on the air throughout this. I've not done three games in one day in a long time, so I got to go home and rest now.
Take a nap.
I want to thank you for listening, too. And thanks to our many, many sponsors who made our broadcast possible today. So thank them, and we'll be back on the air at 7:35 tonight for the regional championship. It'll be the Pike Central Chargers taking on the Evansville Bossy Bulldogs. Until tonight, I'm Dave Crooks for John Gear saying so long, everybody.
This concludes coverage of the Washington 3A Boys Basketball Regional on Classic Hits. Memories 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This special sports coverage on WAMW has been sponsored by the Baymont Inn and Suites in Washington, the Kingpin Bowling Center and Restaurant in Washington, the Living Room Center in Washington, Jumpin' Jack's Family Fun Center, Adam Scales, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Petersburg, the Indianapolis Power and Light Petersburg Generating Station, the Bakery House in Washington, the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, Hamilton's Water Conditioning in Washington, Solar Sources, Michael's Graphics in Petersburg, the Wyatt Seed Company, Petersburg Sunoco Food Mart, the Washington Times Herald, John Gear with Shelter Insurance and Mattress by Appointment in Washington, El Mazatlan in Washington, Home Building Savings Bank in Petersburg and Washington, Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontist, Walker Motors in Petersburg, The Fish Hut in Petersburg, Winslow, and Princeton, Four Rivers Resource Services, and Good Samaritan Hospital. Listen for the next exciting local sports broadcast on WAMW. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.